This is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 119, verses 145 through 152. I cry out with all my heart, Lord, answer me so I can guard your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, so I can keep your laws. I meet the Predawn light and cry for help. I wait for your promise. My eyes encounter each hour of the night as I think about your word. Listen to my voice according to your faithful love. Lord, make me live again according to your justice. The people who love to plot wicked schemes are nearby, but they are so far from your instruction. But you, Lord, are nearby too, and all your commandments are true. Long ago I learned from your laws that you had established them forever. Today's Old Testament reading comes from Exodus chapter 7, verses 8 through 24. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, When Pharaoh says to you, do one of your amazing acts, then say to Aaron, take your shepherd's rod and throw it down in front of Pharaoh, and it will turn into a cobra. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord commanded. Aaron threw down his shepherd's rod in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it turned into a cobra. Then Pharaoh called together his wise men and wizards, and Egypt's religious experts did the same thing by using their secret knowledge. Each one threw down his rod, and they turned into cobras. But then Aaron's rod swallowed up each of their rods. However, Pharaoh remained stubborn. He wouldn't listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh is stubborn. He is refusing to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. As he is going out to the water, make sure you stand at the bank of the Nile River so you will run into him. Bring along the shepherd's rod that turned into a snake. Say to him, The Lord, the Hebrews' God, has sent me to you with this message. Let my people go so that they can worship me in the desert. Up to now, you still haven't listened. This is what the Lord says. By this you will know that I am the Lord. I'm going now to hit the water of the Nile River with this rod in my hand, and it will turn into blood. The fish in the Nile are going to die, the Nile will stink, and the Egyptians won't be able to drink water from the Nile. The Lord said to Moses, Say to Aaron, take your shepherd's rod and stretch out your hand over Egypt's waters, over their rivers, their canals, their marshes, and all their bodies of water, so that they turn into blood. There will be blood all over the land of Egypt, even in wooden and stone containers. Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded. He raised the shepherd's rod and hit the water in the Nile in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and all the water in the Nile turned into blood. The fish of the Nile died, and the Nile began to stink so that the Egyptians couldn't drink from the Nile. There was blood all over the land of Egypt, but the Egyptian religious experts did the same thing with their secret knowledge. As a result, Pharaoh remained stubborn, and he wouldn't listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Pharaoh turned and went back to his palace. He wasn't impressed even by this. Meanwhile, all the Egyptians had to dig for drinking water along the banks of the Nile River because they couldn't drink the water of the Nile itself. Today's New Testament reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through chapter 3, verse 6. But thank God, who is always leading us around through Christ as if we were in a parade. He releases the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere through us. We smell like the aroma of Christ's offering to God, both to those who are being saved and to those who are on the road to destruction. We smell like a contagious dead person to those who are dying, but we smell like the fountain of life to those who are being saved. Who is qualified for this kind of ministry? We aren't like so many people who hustle the word of God to make a profit. We are speaking through Christ in the presence of God, as those who are sincere and as those who are sent from God. Are we starting to commend ourselves again? We don't need letters of introduction to you or from you like other people, do we? You are our letter, written on our hearts, written and known and read by everyone. You show that you are Christ's letter delivered by us. You weren't written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. You weren't written on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. This is the confidence that we have through Christ in the presence of God. It isn't that we ourselves are qualified to claim that anything came from us. No, our qualification is from God. He has qualified us as ministers of a new covenant, not based on what is written, but on the Spirit, because what is written kills, but the Spirit gives life. Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Jesus left that place and went beyond the Jordan and into the region of Judea. Crowds gathered around him again, and as usual, he taught them. Some Pharisees came, and trying to test him, they asked, "Does the law allow a man to divorce his wife?" Jesus answered, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a divorce certificate and to divorce his wife." Jesus said to them, "He wrote this commandment for you because of your unyielding hearts. At the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Because of this, a man should leave his father and mother and be joined together with his wife, and the two will be one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, humans must not pull apart what God has put together." Inside the house, the disciples asked him again about this. He said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if a wife divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." People were bringing children to Jesus so that he would bless them. But the disciples scolded them. When Jesus saw this, he grew angry and said to them, "Allow the children to come to me. Don't forbid them, because God's kingdom belongs to people like these children. I assure you that whoever doesn't welcome God's kingdom like a child will never enter it." Then he hugged the children and blessed them.
Faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I need. Faithfulness is what you want from me. Righteousness is what I long for. And righteousness is what I need. Righteousness is what you want from me. So take my life and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. So take my life and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord. My heart is yours, my heart is yours. Take it all, take it all, my life in your hands. My heart is yours, my heart is yours. Take it all, take it all, my life in your hands. Oh, my heart is yours, my heart is yours. Take it all, take it all. My life in your hands, oh, my heart is is what you want from me. So take my life and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will, conform it to yours, to yours, to yours, oh Lord.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church, and is something that during this Lenten season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from Psalm 128. Everyone who honors the Lord, who walks in God's ways, is truly happy. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was Faithfulness, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.